Open your Bibles to Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3. As Christians, we want, I guess as all people, but in particular it seems like as Christians, we want God to bless us. And by that, we usually mean that we want Him to make us happy and healthy and even wealthy, you know. We want a life of comfort and ease. As a matter of fact, there are entire doctrines, groups of teachings that proclaim that for Christian people. Some people call it the prosperity gospel. Some people call it the name it and claim it teachings. I tell you what, the Bible has promised God's provision, God's protection, and God's presence. But the Bible never promised comfort and ease. As a matter of fact, in John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said, "In the world ye shall have tribulation." Now we don't like that. I don't like that. I don't know of anybody that wants tribulation. The tribulation, the fire, the difficulty might be physical, it might be financial, it might be emotional, it might be family issues, job issues, whatever it is. We don't like it. We don't want it. We don't want to be persecuted for our faith. We don't want any kind of problem, any kind of difficulty. I think that's just human nature. But the truth is it comes on all people, including Christians. And the truth is also that God doesn't always deliver us from tribulation. Now listen, if God had planned to always deliver us from tribulation, Jesus would not have said, "In this world ye shall have tribulation." More often than not, probably, God chooses to deliver us through the tribulation. Bill and Gloria Gaither, I think, wrote a song. I think they're the authors of it. I just wanted to read the words of this song this morning. It says, "When I saw what lay before me, Lord, I cried, what will you do? I thought he would just remove it, but he gently led me through. Without fire, there's no refining. Without pain, no relief. Without flood, there's no rescue. Without testing, no belief. Through the fire, through the flood, through the water, through the blood. Through the dry and barren places, through life's dense and maddening mazes, through the pain and through the glory, through will always tell the story of a God whose power and mercy will not fail to take us through." The Bible is full of people from the beginning to the end of people who went through tribulation, including Jesus Christ himself. But today in Daniel chapter 3, I want to talk about the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm going to read a passage out of Daniel 3 in just a minute, so keep your Bible open. But first I want us to consider their testing. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were advisors to Nebuchadnezzar, the king. Nebuchadnezzar decided to make an image, a golden image of himself, and to call all of his advisors, all of the officials of the kingdom, everybody in the government, he decided to call them together and have them bow down and worship that image. If they refused, they would be cast into the furnace of fire. Matter of fact, Nebuchadnezzar told Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego within the hour they would be cast into the fire. I want you to see what happened. Now, Daniel chapter 3, we'll start in verse 8. "Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans, Babylonians, came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were present when the image of Nebuchadnezzar was presented, and when the command was made, when you hear the music, bow down and worship this image. They were present when all that took place. They knew about the punishment for not bowing to worship the image. But when the music sounded, they did not bow. To bow before the image, to worship the image, would have been in direct disobedience to God when God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. So they didn't do it. They would not bow before the image. One thing I want you to consider this morning, and we don't think too much about this. These three guys would not have been in this situation had they not already been faithful and obedient to God. Now, doesn't that sound odd? They would not have been put in the position of having to refuse worship and be cast into the fire, or worship and disobey God, had they not already been faithful to God. We have a tendency to think just the opposite, don't we? Boy, if I'm faithful and obedient, man, everything's going to be fine. In the first chapter of Daniel, we're told that Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, that he invaded Jerusalem and he was victorious. He besieged the city and he was victorious. And after he had overcome the city, he took certain people captive out of the city back to Babylon. Among those people was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, at the time, they had Hebrew names. They had different names. But they were some of the ones who were taken captive. When that happened, probably these guys were about 14, 15, 16 years old, something like that. They were the most promising candidates in Jerusalem. Nebuchadnezzar wanted the cream of the crop, and so he told his guys, he said, you pick the ones that are intelligent, that are healthy, that are physically viable. You pick those guys that we can teach and train and use in our service, and you bring them. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had a bright future in Jerusalem. And yet, at a very young age, teenagers, they're taken captive, they're taken away from their home, their family, their friends, everything that's familiar, the worship of their God, all of that is taken from them. Listen, it would have been so easy for them to be, for them to question God. God, why did you do this? Why did you let this happen? Of all people, why did you let this happen to me? Right? I've been faithful, I've been obedient, and you let me be taken captive. Now, we don't like to admit it, but a lot of the times that's our response when tribulation comes. Well, God, why me? I've been faithful. After they were taken back to Babylon, you know the story. Daniel and these three guys refused to eat the meat that was offered them. It was the king's meat. It had been offered in sacrifice to idols, part of it. And so they knew that it would be disobedience to God to eat it. So they refused to eat it. As a result of that, God blessed them. And as a result of God blessing them and making them wiser than the others who were taken captive, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego became advisors to Nebuchadnezzar the king. Had they not been advisors to the king, they would not have been present at this ceremony. They would not have been called upon to worship the image, and they would not have to make this decision. Because they had been faithful, they were tested. Do you remember what the Bible says about Job? You know, we think about Job and all the stuff that he went through. I mean, Job endured tribulation. But at the beginning of the book of Job, it says that God described Job as a perfect and an upright man. And because he was perfect and upright, because he was obedient and faithful, Satan asked for and received permission to test Him. When we have testing, when we have tribulation, we have a tendency to think we've done something wrong, right? Why is God punishing me? Why is God allowing this to be in my life? When the truth is, it's an opportunity to glorify God and to continue to be faithful and obedient to Him and to bring glory to His name. We need to change our perspective a little bit when these things come along. All Christians will have tribulation. It's part of life and it's a part of Christianity. The next thing I want us to notice is the tribulation. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they passed the test, right? The testing was, will you bow? Will you worship a false god? Will you disobey God? And they passed the test with flying colors, man. They wouldn't do it. Even when given a second chance, they said, oh no, we can't do it, King. We just won't do it. So you'd think everything would be all right. Everything would be good. I mean, that's the way we think. Boy, I passed the test. Things are going to get good now. They passed the test and tribulation came. I want you to look at verse 19 of Daniel chapter 3. The Bible says, then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He couldn't even look at them the same way that he had before. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. If I had been writing scripture, now I hope this doesn't sound blasphemous. If I had been writing scripture when they refused to bow, I would have said, and God blessed them and delivered them from the burning fiery furnace. And God said that Nebuchadnezzar heated the furnace 7 times more than it was heated. And he got the most mighty men in his army and he bound their wrists and their feet. And they cut off the circulation when they did that because they didn't want them to escape. Fully dressed in all their clothing, they were bound and they were cast into the burning fiery furnace. They could have been injured from the fall. They most certainly would be killed by the flames. They were told, if you do not bow, you will burn. And that is exactly what happened. Tribulation came. They were faithful again. They were obedient again. And tribulation came anyway. When I started this message, we always want, I think I can say this pretty safely. We always want God to deliver us from the tribulation, from the fire. I think these three guys wanted the same thing. I think they're just like we are. I really believe when they stood before Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and his fury, and when they refused to bow, even if given a second chance, I really believe they thought God won't let us go into that fire. But he did. I want you to listen to what they said. I want to read this again. We've read it before, but I want to read it, and I want you to pay attention to the words of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. After Nebuchadnezzar said, listen, I'm going to give you boys another chance. They said in verse 17, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not. If you mark in your Bibles, would you circle those three words? But if not. Be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Now, did you catch what they said? We believe the God we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. But if not, they didn't say, we believe the God we serve will deliver us from. They didn't say, there's no chance he's going to let us be in that fiery furnace. They didn't name and claim deliverance from the furnace. They said, we believe he's able to do it, but if he doesn't, we will not bow. We say, if God blesses me, I will obey him. Right? If God gets me out of this mess, boy, God, I'll serve you. If you'll just get me out of this mess, I'll obey you. If you'll give me what I want, I'll obey you. If you'll answer this prayer the way I want you to, I'll obey you. If you'll do what I want you to do, God, if you'll be my puppet, I'll do what you want me to do. I'll obey you if you will bless me. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, even if he doesn't, we will obey. Whether God delivers us from the tribulation or through the tribulation, we should always obey God. Listen, that's what Christians do. Dallas Cowboy fans root for the Dallas Cowboys. Seattle Seahawks fans wear shirts of their color. Sooner fans root for the Sooners. Christians obey God. It's what we do. It identifies us. It marks us. It's our lifestyle. It's our desire. It is what we do, regardless of what happens in our lives. That brings us to the triumph. The fire was so hot that those mighty men who bound Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they got close enough to the mouth of that furnace, I don't know if it was a hole in the ground or what it was, but when they got close enough to the mouth of that furnace to throw them in. Now remember, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are between those men and the fire. But when they got close enough to throw them in, the fire was so hot that it killed those men. Instantly, they died. And down go Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, bound into this fire. You would think there would be screams of agony. You would think that immediately a fire that hot and that intense, would their clothes would burst into flames. But just shortly after they threw the men, those three men, into the fire, Nebuchadnezzar looked into the fire. Somehow he was able to see. And I want you to listen to what Nebuchadnezzar said in verse 25. He answered and said, this is Nebuchadnezzar, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Can you imagine? Nebuchadnezzar scratched his head. He said, guys, read the book. It says, guys, didn't we throw three men in there and weren't they bound? Oh, yes, king, that's what we did. You probably can't tell because they're probably ashes already. He said, oh, no, I see four. And they're loose. What the fire burned was their ropes that bound them. And he said, they're walking around. They're not even hurt. They're having a good time. And it looks to me like that the fourth man is the Son of God. Listen. If God does not deliver you from the tribulation, he will be with you in the tribulation. Of all the things that Daniel chapter 3 teaches us, that's vital. In the fire, God is present. In the tribulation, God is present. He protected them in the flames. He was with them in the flames. Not from, but through. And after the fire, after the tribulation, came the victory. You will notice that God was glorified. If you read through the rest of that chapter, you'll find out that Nebuchadnezzar, after they pulled him out of the fire, pulled Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of the fire, they smelled them. They didn't even smell like they'd been in a fire. Their clothes weren't burned. Their hair wasn't singed. Their eyebrows weren't gone. There was no effect on them from the fire. So Nebuchadnezzar said, listen, anybody who says anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego will be cut in pieces. Those are the words that he used. They will be cut in pieces and their house will be made a garbage heap. God was glorified through the fire. But God didn't forget about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If you'll look at verse 30 of chapter 3, the Bible says, "Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon." They were already advisors to the king. Now they got a promotion. I don't know what they became, but they were higher up in the hierarchy of Babylonian government because they were faithful to God. Because they said, even if God doesn't deliver us from the fire, we will not disobey. Christian, I want you to know something. I know it's not very encouraging this morning for me to tell you this, but the truth is, tribulation will come. Sickness will come. Disease will come. Struggle will come. Hardship will come. Persecution will come. Tribulation will come. And sometimes, before it gets there, God will deliver us from it. I'm convinced that many times God delivers us from things that we never know about because He delivers us from them. But more than not, God will walk with us in the tribulation and deliver us through the tribulation. It may be, you may begin today your period of tribulation and it may last until the last breath you take on this earth. But when you take your last breath, Christian, you will be delivered into the presence of Almighty God. Would you stand with me this morning?